This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hey, it's Arvind Yuvaraj. This is Open for Business, and today's show is all about repairing your old devices, or more specifically, Apple devices, and the time it takes to get your devices repaired at the service center or the basic service repair shop. Like, we've all been through this, right? Something is not working, like a phone or laptop or tablet, and we take it to the service center and they tell you to leave it behind, and it's going to take like 3 to 5 business days, sometimes even 7 working days to order a battery or something basic like that. So this problem isn't exclusive to any brand in particular, but my guest today, his name is Jerome Tay. He founded a company called Second Life Asia to focus mainly on Apple products and their repair process. So Second Life Asia specializes in getting those devices repaired within the same day, or within a few hours actually, and also pairs those repairs with warranties to assure customers of genuine parts. I mean, obviously there are a few factors to consider here, but we'll get into all those things in a bit. I thought it's a pretty cool concept. That's why I wanted to talk to Jerome about it. It sort of disrupts the norm when it comes to repairing devices, and it also puts Jerome and Second Life Asia in the company and also in the competition of some top-tier brands, and in a way with Apple service centers themselves. So Jerome, thanks so much for joining us today.
Hi Abel, thank you for having us on board.
So let's start with the basics, right? What is the gap in the market that you're tackling with Second Life Asia? Like, what is your niche? Because there are plenty of computer and phone repair and device repair centers out there. Your edge is that you repair on the spot and you have a warranty system in place. But is that gap in the market big enough to build like a whole business around?
Thanks for the question. In fact, we believe the market is massive. There are many small iOS repairers and very small individual Mac OS repairers, but there's not a single player that combines both iOS and Mac OS in a single roof, which is what we are after. So we are a one-stop shop for all Apple devices, which includes your iMacs, your MacBooks, your iPads, your iPhones, and of course your Mac Apple watches. And soon we are trying to move accessories as well, but that's a bit harder to come. The parts are a bit harder to come by, so that's work in progress. There are three parts of repairs or maintenance, we call them. You have the level one, level two, level three. So level one is very straightforward parts replacement, which can be done on the spot. So we usually, for battery replacement or keyboard replacement, battery replacement, keyboard replacement, camera replacement, we should be able to do that less than 2 to 3 hours, which includes sanitizing and even testing of the products. And for Mac OS, we should be under 4 hours. But for level two problems, which includes DFU modes, water damage, or you can't boot it up, you can't start, or quite a lot of people are now suffering from stuck at Apple logo, especially when they upgraded to Big Sur and upgraded to the iOS 14. So that will require between 5 to 7 days.
I see. Okay. Do you have like a cutoff range for the things you repair? Like, let's say someone comes in with an Apple device from 10 years ago, you know, parts probably not being manufactured anymore, difficult to get. Would you decline a job like that? Like, what happens in that case?
Actually, today, was a chap that just came in with his iPhone 3 and an iPhone 3S. So his iPhone, and the surprising thing is we are able to turn on his iPhone 3. Mm-hmm. He just needs a battery change. So we will be, has to be a special order. His iPhone 3S couldn't be turned on. It's a date of arrival. So we will need to be able to change the battery first to test it and see what's the issue. But according to him, it shouldn't be an issue. There's water damage or anything like that. So we have been, recently, we have been getting quite a lot of requests for the older generation of iPhones, especially the 3s, because they want to repair it and then as a keepsake, you know, and keep it as a collector's item. Mm-hmm. Ourself has probably every series from 3 onwards until current series.
there's something I wanted to ask you because it confused me a bit. You're proving to everyone that, you know, like phones, devices, computers can be repaired in a few hours. It doesn't take like days or weeks or all the things that we've been led to believe, right? So why don't other repair outlets do that as well? Like what are they lacking that you have to provide these fast services?
Okay. There are two kinds of repair shops out there, right? Whenever you just walk in into any one of them, they will basically quote you a 7 days, working days, just to replace a battery. I'm not gonna guess what they do. Why do they require 7 days? Actually, they don't require 7 days, but you know, maybe it's been set for them. So I leave it as that. But so obviously that takes too long, right? So there's nothing you can, that takes that long to repair. Then you have the other repairers. So the other repairers, mainly the smaller ones that when you walk in, they usually can do it on the spot. Usually they can do it on the spot, especially for parts replacement. We haven't come across any of the smaller players that will take too long to replace a part. It's just that they obviously may not necessarily be able to use good quality parts or certified parts in our case, or even being able to give the warranty that it's needed or required. That's why there's a big gap here between the Apple resellers and the open market. So it depends on which repair shop that you're going to or you're positioning yourself against. Obviously, we are positioning ourselves against the Apple resellers, right? That's where we could improve ourselves. In fact, we can offer a service which all the Apple users require. In fact, that's the motivation that led us to start this outfit in the first place.
So, you know, with all that, right, like hiring specific people who can do all this, like, are your services relatively more expensive than others? Like, is there a premium attached to it, you know, with the warranty that you give and stuff?
No, our pricing are the same with the Apple resellers. So we benchmark ourselves against them in every sense of the word, plus in terms of service level and also time to repair. So we need to check ourselves off that we are better than, you know, we are providing a better and faster and more efficient service than what's available in the market. So we don't, obviously, we're not going to benchmark ourselves with the smaller repairers, right? So that's,
Would you consider like the official Apple guys, would you consider them as competition for the service?
Yes, that's who we are benchmarked against. Actually, how we started this is because a few of us were sitting together. We are all Apple users of various different designs in terms of MacBooks, iMacs, phones, of course, and iPads and Apple Watches. And then we wanted to change batteries. And then we walked into the Apple in Apple reseller in 1U. And they told us 7 working days. You know, so obviously, we can't leave our phones for 7 working days. So then we decided, okay, why don't we try a MacBook as well? It can't be that long as well just to change the battery. And it's the same thing. They told us 7 working days. Then we tried with an iPad. So we did our mystery shopper. Then we realized, gosh, if every one of us Apple users have to leave our devices for 7 working days, that's crazy. And then because we come from the telco world, co-founder and I, so we know it doesn't take that long. So, which is why we grouped together and decided to start this.
So why Apple products though? I mean, you say that you're Apple users, but why focus on Apple products? Because I understand the appeal. I understand the premium nature of Apple stuff, but Apple doesn't own the market like they used to, no? Like Samsung owns a massive share. Xiaomi and Oppo own a massive, like a huge portion of that market. You're not interested in tapping into those areas?
That's a two-part question. I'll answer the first part first. We are focused on Apple because Apple commands a roughly 20 to 25% market share for iPhones only, for iOS phones in Malaysian market. That's a whopping 7.3 to 8 million devices, right? And then there's millions of MacBooks out there together with iMacs and millions of iPads. And then there's a small portion of Apple Watches because it's quite new. So it's picking up in terms of popularity. Because of that, we know, well, we did a deep stick as well. So the dipstick we did, this is a very funny one. So we asked during the festive period 2 years ago. So we asked our nieces and nephews, you know, they were all teenagers and still in primary schools and secondary schools. If your dad were to buy you a device or a phone, what model would you want? And guess what's the outcome of that vote out of 10?
iPhone.
Yeah, there you go. So I mean, from that point, right? So we got the idea that, oh my gosh, the younger generation, these are all, you know, in the teens and primary schools. So they are growing up, you know, being bombarded by this, all the ads, the Apple ads. So, okay, they want an iPhone. So they're going to gravitate towards buying one, an iPhone. And if you can buy an iPhone, they're most likely going to buy an iPad or an Apple Watch to go with it. Or a MacBook, and then maybe if they go into designers or videographers, or architects, then they'll buy an iMac as well. So that's the reason why we are more skewed towards the Apple family. To now answer your second question, which is the other devices, the Androids and the Windows, we are going to tackle that in the next coming quarter. We are launching something soon. Together with partners, whereby we will roll out a service for the Androids and the Windows segment as well. So stay tuned and you will see us coming quite big on social media.
Okay, so I guess that kind of answers my next question, because I was going to ask you if you think this trend will continue, you know, because, you know, just thinking about like longevity, your business relies on Apple being the premium brand that it is, but you know, Nokia was king at one point, right? And then look at where they are now. But you're confident that Apple will be Apple for at least the next 5 to 10 years.
This is actually, okay, that's a good story behind this as well. So when we started this, when we came up with this idea 2 years ago, we were looking for funding. So we were looking for funding. I was knocking on all my doors of my cousins, my relatives, you know, friends and family. Not going to name any names. So I asked one of my friends and family, and he told me, oh, his answer was this: with Tim Cook running the show and Steve Jobs gone, Apple is going to disappear. That's what he said, right? Mm-hmm. And in that same year when I asked him, Apple hit a market cap of $1 trillion. I remember about 2 years back. So, I mean, right. So first company to hit that, right?
Yeah.
So and subsequently when they launched the 11, but that's the trade war is happening, and obviously a lot of Chinese were against buying American products, right? So, but in China itself, if you search and Google all the photos on Shanghai, Beijing, there were queues of people queuing up just to buy the 11 that was launched on that year, last year, I think. So imagine that, right? So that's why I don't think Apple would make the same mistake as Nokia did, whereby they will disappear, because they're already branching out from hardware into software and into services as well. So it's basically adding SKUs to my business as Apple branches out.
Right, we are talking about Second Life Asia with its founder, Jerome Tay, and how they are disrupting the repair process of Apple devices, for now Apple devices, but their plans to move into like other Android devices and other devices in the future as well. We will be back with more after these messages. BFM 89.9.
Backing feminist movements. BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, you're listening to Open for Business. I'm Arvind Yuvaraj, and I'm joined over, well, not Zoom, I'm joined over Zencaster by Jerome Tay, the founder of Second Life Asia. It's a company that repairs Apple devices in a day whenever possible, thereby disrupting the usual repair routine of 3 to 5, sometimes even 7 business days. You've also started like a leasing program that's very interesting. It's more of a B2B service. Can you tell us a bit about that and how that works?
Okay, so together with channel partners, we work with several channel partners on, especially on the point of sales. So whereby we realize we ourselves as a startup, we need our own point of sales. So back then when we started, there were no 5,000 digital grand from the e-pajana, right? Mm-hmm. So obviously we have to buy our own. So that hefty $5,000 gone roughly plus an iPad. So that's about 7,000. So if you're an entrepreneur or you just started the business, you have to come up with a capex of probably a couple thousand dollars just to set up your point of sales, right? So that's why we work together with quite a few of the e-post providers, especially that's focusing on iOS e-post. So at the end of the day, when you select an e-post, you will still need a hardware to go with it. So either you go with an Android or you go with the Apple devices. So if you go with the Apple devices, you have to buy a brand new one. So if you're running a business, does it make sense for you to buy a brand new one? And then when it breaks, Apple is going to tell you, oh, it will take 7 working days to repair. And then obviously your business can wait 7 working days, right? So that's when we came up with the concept of why don't we lease you a pre-loved device, which is an Apple iPad, and then we will manage your repair as well. So that's when we approached several microfinancing companies to come up with a package to offer to all these F&B and businesses. But the surprising thing is that we will learn, since we started this, majority of the businesses still prefer to buy upfront cash. That's the funny thing.
They still prefer to buy upfront?
Yes, cash.
Oh,
cash
okay, price, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So that's interesting. Yeah, that's very interesting. But we still have the microfinancing in hand if they want it. So, but they prefer to buy upfront. Obviously, if you're microfinancing, it's going to be a bit more painful. And of course, because it also comes with an extended warranty, right? The leasing comes with an extended warranty and the microfinancing for the next 24 months. So you're protected for 24 months. So maybe their thinking is that, you know what, 24 months, maybe it will not break down or it will not crack or it will not suffer water damage. So let's save the money and go for the just buy it off, right? But then the funny thing is that after they buy it, then they come back to us to repair that. And it has happened for us before from F&B. So there you go. It's a very weird wine set.
Yeah. Interesting. It's interesting that you mentioned like pre-loved devices, secondhand devices, because I wanted to ask, you know, there are a couple of players in the market that sort of deal heavily with, just secondhand devices, guys like ComAsia and a few other players. Is that a segment that you're looking at, not to sell secondhand devices yourselves, but helping these outlets sort of like repair the devices so that they are up to par, that they are worth selling again, you know, that and they have that sort of assurance with them that the device works or is going to work for the next year at least?
Yes, you are right. That's a direction that we're heading to. In fact, we have been in touch with ComAsia. We have had discussion with them whereby to repair their traded in devices to make it to a certain level whereby they could resell it into the market. Because we are quite focused very much on the B2B segment rather than a B2C segment. B2C segments spill over. So we target quite a lot of the corporate, which uses quite a lot of heavily relies on Apple devices, especially iPads or MacBooks. And phones, of course. So ComAsia is one of them that we approach. And of course, recently we also signed 2 NDAs and 2 MOUs with 2 large insurtech companies, whereby we will be repairing their customers' devices should they buy the insurance, of course. So that's the direction that we're heading.
A couple of more questions, Jerome. So what are the challenges that you're facing with Second Life Asia? Apart from this year, you know, I mean, apart from the 2020 stuff, MCOs, CMCOs, businesses, ups and downs, what other challenges are you facing?
I think the major challenge that we are facing is obviously is because we are very new. We are exactly a year old tomorrow. We started last year's Christmas, and then we didn't last long, and obviously then we had to close. So we are very new to the market. So in order to get the branding out there, the presence out there, it took us quite a while to get where we are. But thankfully, we have very good customers who give us very, very good feedback, very, very good reviews. So that grew our business as well. So it helps quite a lot. So I think the main challenge is to get the exposure into the market. So that's always the biggest challenge for any startup, I guess.
Yeah. I think a good way to cap this interview would be to talk about expansion, because, like, you know, new year and new horizons, all that stuff. So what are the expansion plans for Second Life Asia? Like, what is next?
For next year, okay, we are part of the Cradle program, so under the Coach and Grow. So next year, we should be gearing ourselves towards the fundraising, whereby we will then expand to northern, southern, and eastern. Not so much East Malaysia first, eastern first, even though we have customers from East Malaysia who courier the devices to us.
Mm-hmm.
So we will cover the peninsula first, at least for 2021, whereby we will have presence in at least all the northern, southern, central, and eastern to cater to the market, especially for the corporate markets. The request comes from the corporate markets. So that will be our priority. The second priority will be to launch the project which I mentioned to you, which is to cover the Android and the Windows,
mm-hmm.
Part of the repair. So that is oncoming as well. So hopefully that will come up end Q1 and before Q2. So.
Right. For more on Second Life Asia, you can check out secondlifeasia.com. Very keen to see what 2021 looks like for the company. Jerome, thanks so much for your time, man.
Arvin, thank you very much for having me.
You can stream this interview again via the BFM app or the BFM website, on Spotify, all the usual spaces and places. This has been Arvin Yuvaraj on Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.